Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Before you can pull back that bow or put the crosshairs on that big buck, you have to be prepared. Pike County Co-op has you covered for the upcoming deer season with our large selection of plot mixes and fertilizer for your food plots. Pike County Co-op on Knee-High Circle, your one-stop store for this deer season.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
What I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Good. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Building Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio. And I'm betting that if you went looking today, you could probably find a pretty good bowl of clam chowder out there somewhere here in this Mississippi market. I'm sure somewhere out there there's probably two or three that are pretty darn good.
A little chowder.
A little chowder. I could use a little. Wouldn't it be great to have a cup of chowder today?
I'll tell you, I love the, like a good crawfish bisque, which is local to around Louisiana, I would say. But I've gotten to where I love a good crawfish bisque.
Well.
This time of year, good and warm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just the smell of it. But you know, I've never really had clam chowder authentic.
Oh, man.
Which, as the Northeasterners have.
Well, because of that, I have a little trouble with that crawfish stuff.
Yeah, see, I've never really been spoiled enough on the true clam chowder.
Chowder. All right. Well, at any rate, I won't find any today because I won't go looking. That's why. But I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Had a wonderful week this past week. And a new grandchild was born this week to our family. Charlie was born. Charlie's a female. Charlie's quite a little package. Born to my son David and his wife Shelby. Charlie was born Tuesday and is home already, doing quite well. And just about maybe a month or two ago, maybe three, I don't know how long ago, Mia, another grandchild, was born. So family is growing like crazy. Unbelievable. But at any rate, very happy and very satisfied. And everybody's looking just great. Family's growing big time. Welcome, Charlie. Welcome to the planet Earth. It's a wonderful place. It's a pretty good place. It really is. All right. Handyman Show. I want to talk a little bit about Frank Lloyd Wright. I know I've talked about them many times before, but, of course, there's that home in Jackson called Fountainhead, which finally has been sold to the Mississippi Museum of Art, has bought it, has purchased it, and really plans to have tours open probably next year or sometime for the public to come and see exactly what that house is all about. It's called Fountainhead, and it's 306 Glenwood Drive in the Fondren area in Jackson. And it's just an amazing place. Frank Lloyd Wright just had great, great ideas about structure and about how things should be. And he said, homes should always be designed for human happiness. And it's like when you're planning a house out, it's got to be kind of in harmony with the landscape. And so you make it like almost like living out, but really not living in, but making it kind of like your home where you're comfortable just in the whole place. The whole place is like your place of peace. My home is a place of peace. Of course, it hasn't been designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, but
not many people's have.
Not many people.
No, you know, he popularized the ranch home here in the South, the basic three-bedroom, two-bath, long rectangular format,
right.
A-pitch roof.
Right.
He also was extremely influential in bringing in, as you were saying, lines and horizontal patterns that would fit with the actual layout of the land and blending water and rock and all these beautiful architectural features into the home to, like you say, make it more of a living abode itself.
That's
the home
right.
lives, not just you in it.
And he believes like you should build, it's kind of organically, if you will.
Well, first is art.
Art, yeah.
And then to be functional, if I remember some of the bullet points, and to be in harmony with nature.
And to always be in harmony in nature.
I'm trying to think, and always like to find water. You know, water was one of the big pieces.
Always, and having it coming from the outside into the inside,
that's
and
right.
then going out again, it's like, I don't. It's a gift, as a matter of fact, to have it built that way.
I was a huge fan of Frank Lloyd Wright from that standpoint. Growing up, being born in the 70s, where you still had a lot of the art forms from, the 50s and 60s,
right.
with
right.
the geometric patterns and things that were within the art or used to create art. And I think that you have a blending there with a lot of those techniques that were put into architecture.
They were
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. You don't see anything built that way anymore.
No, you really don't.
You're seeing some more custom homes kind of going back to the long lines and the horizontal features, but it's not something that we've totally embraced.
Well, he believed also in less walls, and that's kind of the direction that we're going in right now as builders and whatnot, and as home buyers. We want homes with less walls and more open spaces. And he definitely believed that. And something he believed that a little different than I've always thought that function is much more important than form. The function of something to me is like, wow, it's so important. He believed that form and function should work in harmony, and that those two really, if function is put into part of your thinking in form, then the form becomes better looking and almost a piece of art rather than just a form of whatever it is you've built. So yeah, have I learned something? Yeah, sure. Looking at Frank Lloyd Wright, some of the things he did was just absolutely, absolutely amazing, really. And he believed that one of the most valuable tools that an architect can have is his eraser.
Get rid of stuff. I had an architect that was I got to know here in the Jackson area, and big with one of the firms here. It was 25 years ago, but I had an opportunity to kind of pick his brain, go to a few lectures that he would give at Mississippi State, because they have a great school of architecture up there,
right.
Call. And I was fascinated because a lot of the things that Frank Lloyd Wright would talk about in his writings and design, this architect had implemented them in his profession. And one of the starting points was that before any project began, before he would take it or anything, he would basically pack up a tent and go spend a couple of nights on the land and see how the sun rose and where everything, the wind and the stars, and trying to align the home, as you were studying, with form and function, where light would be prevalent when it needed to be. And when you didn't want it, it wasn't, so I found that form and function, because he, again, was building things that were not traditional, a lot of horizontal and long lines and the use of natural light and the setting itself within the lot or the land. It was just fascinating to see all that went into the thought process of creating that perfect living abode.
Yeah, long before you put a pencil or paper, you start thinking about how it should
camp
be.
Out. And I always found that, this guy that wears a suit and tie every day would pack up a tent and a sleeping bag and go hop out in the tent, and whether it didn't matter what time of year it was, you go out there and he would inspect and research and take notes and do those things long before any form hit the paper as far as what the construction or the building would look like or be.
Oh, his thinking
designed around the landscape.
Yeah, and there's not many architects do that kind of thing anymore who go out and really do a study on the – I mean, they understand the land and they get an idea of the land, but they don't live on it for a few days to get the real feel of what's going on.
We're neighborhood-oriented. It's hard to – I would say very difficult to do that on small lots. But, you know, if you're buying 20 acres or 15 acres and you're looking for the – and wanting the best spot or a five-acre lot or something, you know, it seems to be more applicable when
– Well, it's more space. It's different than building a house in a subdivision because you're limited to the
your code and codes. You know,
there's so much. Whereas if you build on 20 acres of land that you own out in the country, you can do what you want.
Well, in Mississippi, that's true. Rankin County tried to kind of slip that one under the radar where you would have to have a code and a lot of approval of certain things if you were outside of a town. That got thrown out. So, yeah, still you can build your pole barn or the house you want.
Whatever you want.
Conform to the traditional standards. So.
But you're right. A lot of houses in subdivisions are just like built by code and by the
for resale.
Yeah, for resale.
And so that when you buy one, there's generally a welcome market out there for that home.
Right.
I think here I've always been fascinated with real estate in the buying and selling side because there's so many homes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go, how do you always have somebody in a house? And that's the thing. I think a lot of the construction here in the U.S. has been with that mindset of that a home is generally not something somebody stays in forever, that it has to be marketable and you have to be able to sell it. It can't be obsolete in its function.
Correct.
And so I think here we've done a good job. That's why real estate prices – I think continue to go up along with inflation, but you know it's just the way you build here is more for resale and protection.
It is.
In my mind, you know, than form and function in many cases.
I heard a thing on the news the other day that said buyers of new houses today are older than what they used to be a decade or two ago. That younger people could get into new homes back then a lot easier than they can today. It's tougher for young people to get into a new home today.
Well, you know, I did a little brief and quick study the other day, but since 2020, inflation has been 26%. And that's if you take out, say, food and energy. So you'd have to imagine inflation has been a little higher than 25, 26% total since 2020.
Sure.
So if you were making $100,000 in 2020, now you're basically making the equivalent of like $68,000-$70,000. So a lot of people's pay, especially those early jobs, haven't necessarily kept up with the cost of goods. So we have priced a lot of first-time home buyers out because you got to come up with that down payment. And those homes that were $200,000 are now $400,000, and that down payment is much more significant. And savings rates are low. So, you know, you have almost a perfect storm of lack of, you know, inventory and a lack of buyers at the moment. So, but, you know, those things, it's like a pendulum. They swing back and forth. We can't ever get it just right. It's like the porridge. The Three Bears, you know. You're searching for the perfect one, but it's hard to do it in housing. It really is.
It's really hard to do it in housing.
But I think rent rates have come back a little bit.
Yeah, me too. And I think in time things will level out and income will increase a little bit and we'll catch up with the inflation.
Well, COVID was a really big hit in terms of money, and it impacted so many things that we're still trying to, I think, figure out and unwind a little bit. And I know it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because folks are looking at the same thing we all are. Incomes haven't necessarily kept up. But hopefully things will normalize in the near future.
They will.
I know everybody's getting pinched. It's whether you make a great living or if you're right there on that edge, you know, costs when they move out of your comfort zone, it just creates a problem with savings. And that's what makes you stable, right? Being able to go, I got some money in the bank. If the air conditioner goes out, I got this covered.
And there's comfort in that, man.
Oh, definitely.
There's definitely comfort in that.
I know my first home, I bought it. It was a good deal. Yeah. I knew it needed a good bit of work, and I pretty much exhausted my income each and every month for, you know, a year or two, really trying to bit and piece and fix things. And at the end, though, it was very much worth it, and it taught me a very valuable lesson is, you know what you're buying before you buy it.
Right.
If you're looking at a project, you know, really – be detailed. As you say, have a plan, stick to it. I knew that I had this amount to work with each month, and it was the hardest thing in the world to stay within that because I wanted to get certain things done now.
Right.
But I spread it out over 24 months, and that allowed me to budget, and it allowed me to get a lot of things improved and fixed and not be in a mindset of I've got to hurry and break my neck.
Yeah, and get to live as well.
I enjoyed the home for 6 or 7 years, roughly, and so I had about almost 5 years of it kind of the way I liked it.
But I
think we all get – today's the now. We want it to be now, and I am one of the world's worst with that. But sometimes projects, if you're doing them yourself – and I did everything myself.
Yeah.
It takes time.
I know.
You've got to be motivated. You know, some days you're just not.
I have things to do around my house, and I'm working on them slowly, but it's like the list is – doesn't seem to be getting any shorter.
It never does. When I bought that house, my dad said, well, boy, the worm has turned for you. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you a homeowner now. All that gallivanting and going out and scallywagging, you're going to be working on that house.
Guess said, where that money's going.
Yeah, and he was right. But again, it was a great lesson to have pride in something and to put a lot of love and care and watch it come together the way you wanted it to.
Well, that's what owning a home is all about, is you get to really input a lot of your pride and a lot of your care and a lot of your, this is mine, I love it, man. And I do, I love my house. It's just like there.
I think a lot of people that listen to our program are the same as we are. Their home is really that comfort spot. That's the getaway.
As
if you want to host people and hang out, you can. Or if you just kind of want that quiet time or read a book or go out in the yard. And, you know, so the home ownership is such a unique thing, I think, in this country where you have your piece of land. You don't live in a brownstone in most cases.
Right.
The country is a very broad and wide and vast place. And we're not forced to live in cities,
right,
per se, where you have to be on top of one another. But, you know, neighborhoods are built very efficiently.
Sure.
I love looking at plats.
Oh, man.
And just seeing how they've used each and every square inch of that the best way. And I love the real estate market here. And especially as conditions get better and more people can own homes instead of renting.
Right.
That's that American dream is being a homeowner. But on the other side of that, as you said, the worm turns a little bit. Now you are putting a lot of money into that bank of a home,
right?
If you're buying a project, or if you're buying a new construction, you may be paying a little bit of, you know, pretty nice little note every month.
But it's a bank. But the beauty of it is, it's going to appreciate.
Yeah, slowly and surely, we get these times where they go up a little faster than, you know, comfort. But generally, that slows down, and you may not get that 20% upside next year,
but
maybe 4%.
Still, it's going to climb and climb and climb.
Homes traditionally have done and held value very well.
All right, we've got Jerry Clark is going to be with us with Clark Remodeling and Repair. Remodel and Repair is going to be here's our guest in the next segment, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And Jerry is going to be right outside in the green room right now waiting for us, and we'll get him on board and talk with him in just a little while. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build. Mississippi Studios, be right back. You may be a little harder, but y'all end up with the same. She'll never break, never break, never break, never break. This heart of stone, oh, no, no, this heart of stone.
Get ready to crank up the nostalgia. Grammy Museum Mississippi presents 80s Rock, the wildest decade in music. Exhibit is opening Friday, September 26th. Dive into iconic memorabilia from legends like Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, and more. The 80s Rock exhibit is sponsored by Maddox Foundation, Entergy, South Delta Planning and Development District, and Visit Mississippi. To get tickets to this exhibit or learn more about other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Join Sports Talk Mississippi every day for the college football fix at 5 o'clock, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's sales event time, and the deals are hot. The year-end sales event is going on now, and it's time for the annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide. Hard to go wrong with the great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand. Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift giving, to treat yourself. And there's not a better time to do it than during the Ford sales event. See your local Mississippi.
Nowadays, Why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. But if you'd be my bodyguard,
I wonder how many people could get away with saying bat face girl in the air.
Yeah, a little bat face girl. These days, I don't know, man.
You'd be offending somebody.
Somebody would definitely call in and be like, you called me a bat face? Right. I wasn't talking to you.
I was singing a song.
It was just a song.
Hey, welcome, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
And to you, too, sir.
Do you eat too much?
Well, kind of, sort of, maybe.
Yeah, I did. I did, for sure. It was like, I went, whoa. I said, whoa.
I had my fill with dinner, and then I just had to try both the pumpkin and pecan pies.
And then I had too much. I had to wait. I couldn't eat dessert until probably 2 or 3 hours later. I was like so full. I ate so much food. It was great. We gathered, and it was a lot of fun. And, of course, I mentioned earlier that I have new granddaughters now, and it's like, that's amazing stuff. I like that. Well, Jerry, you've built houses, and you've remodeled, and you repaired, and you've done everything. And I guess my question to you more than anything is, and I don't know if I think I know the answer, but I want to hear what you have to say about this, about tariffs in the building trade, in building houses or remodeling. Are tariffs affecting things right now, do you think?
Well, I know that costs are going up.
Right. Me too.
On things that I really don't think are affected by tariffs.
Right. Because as far as I know, some of the building material is not part of the tariff situation.
No, but they are playing the game. And, you know, to me that, you know, there's no reason that the costs need to be going up the way they are.
Right.
And, of course, I understand why the tariffs are being put in place.
Right.
And I applaud Trump for even doing that.
Right.
Because we've already found out that, you know, when we depend on China and other countries to do everything for us, that if they want to, they can just shut our country down.
Right. They sure
and
can.
And that's what we need to get away from.
Yeah.
But the tariffs, I believe, are affecting costs some. They shouldn't be, but they are. And some items, yes, they are.
I think in the building trade, I think they're, as you said, affecting it somewhat, but not nearly as much as like in a lot of other places.
Right.
Because a lot of the material that we use in building and remodeling is exempt from some of those tariffs.
Right. And a lot of it's, you know, we have it right here in the United States.
But like you said, just because it's exempt from tariffs doesn't mean people aren't trying to keep up with the Joneses as far as pricing is concerned.
Oh, and that's the truth.
I mean, they went up in price, man. They went up $10 a foot. We got to go up a little bit.
Yeah, I every time I go to buy something or look at a receipt from when it's turned into me, I'm looking at this stuff and I'm going, oh, my God, this has doubled in the last year, the last 2 years.
Yeah.
There's no, to me, it's some of it's just gotten ridiculous.
Well, you've been in the trade long enough to know that there are a lot of different things that affect the cost of an item, particularly in building material. And it can be a lot of time just almost a trade war, or it can be all kinds of reasons why things go up. Like you said, keeping up with the Joneses, somebody's going to raise their prices, not because they really have to, but because the competition next to them has, and all that item is going to cost so much more money.
And as long as the people keep paying it, it's going to continue to do the same thing.
And people are going to keep paying it, believe
you know,
me.
The problem that I see is that when all these costs go up,
right,
in the billing trade or any trade, but especially in our area of the billing trade, you know, it causes the houses to go up,
sure,
or the remodels to go up, or the repairs to go up, because we have to charge more for because it's costing us more.
Sure.
But the people don't want to pay the additional cost because they think that we're charging too much.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
my answer to that is, you know, you want to be able to take care of your family, right?
Right.
So you want to get paid for what you feel it's worth and what you can take care of your family with. We want to do that also.
Sure.
And that's all it boils down to. We're not trying to do anything to get to anybody to gouge them or whatever. It's just we want to take care of our families just like you want to take care of yours.
Yeah, and that's just the way up things right now, the way things are. People are just trying to – the way things are financially, it's just – getting by and doing well means you're doing really well because there's a lot of people that are not doing well, that are struggling with these higher prices and kind of haven't really budgeted for it properly because they didn't see it coming or they didn't know it was going to be there. But, yeah, it really has a big effect on a lot of things. It really can. You're right. Oh, I love living in my house. It's great. I take care of it and do my own work around the house. Even though I've got to get your crew over there one day, I'm going to get you guys to work on my dormers, and I've been saying that for probably 6 months, but I'm going to do that. I haven't gotten to that project yet, but I haven't gotten to painting my house yet either. So I'm still on other projects. But
it's not the best time of year to be painting right now.
No, I'll wait.
A little cool, a little wet.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that just yet. I'm not ready to get out there, but I will after a while. So what are you involved with? What project are you doing right at this point in time?
Well, we just finished not a total bathroom remodel, but partial.
Right.
The people called me out there. They wanted to take the their shower insert out and do it in tile. It was not a big unit. It was, you know, 3x4 or something like that. And it had a built-in seat on the insert. And they wanted to have a small seat also with the tile shower.
Sure.
And they had I think it was a 3 foot or 3.5 foot wide by 6 foot long whirlpools up.
Yeah, sure.
And I just out of curiosity asked them, I said, how many times you guys use this tub? And they said, I really don't know. Maybe once.
Maybe once. I guess.
And they had lived there 15, 18 years.
Yeah.
And I just kind of mentioned to them that, you know, we have taken these out and did a nice walk-in shower in there and turned their old space for walk-in shower into a closet.
Right.
And that really perked their interest.
Yeah.
So I gave them a price on redoing the shower like they originally wanted, and then I did a quote with the new walk-in shower, taking out the tub and the closet. And within 2 days, I had a response, and we did the large walk-in shower.
Sure. Yeah.
The people were so happy with it that they're on Nextdoor, the Nextdoor app, which is wonderful referral.
Right.
And 2 weeks after we finished, I have a guy in the same neighborhood call me and said that I was recommended to look at their walk-in shower that they're having problems with. So doing the job right.
Yes.
And that will bring you a good referral. And that's what I live on is referrals and repeat business.
That's you can do that. You can actually make your business or break your business by referrals. If you get enough referrals and you keep busy with that, that means you're doing a lot right.
Yeah.
That means not only are you doing it right, but so is your crew. And that says so much for any business at all. Referrals are so, so, so important.
I do get quite a bit of business from SuperTalk.
Uh-huh.
It has been really good for me over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of it, I would say that probably the other 90, 90-95% is based on referral and repeat business that I've had.
That's absolutely great. That's just wonderful.
It's
wonderful.
The only way that you can make it in this business, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have a reputation and have had been around and know exactly what's going on with what project needs to be done and how to go about doing it.
Right.
And then there's so many choices in material today, and how do I put this? It's so easy to get confused with the grades of material when you go to a big box store, because you look at all the different items and you really don't know exactly what you're getting. And I mean, I think items are more specifically labeled at lumber centers or home lumber centers than they would be at home big box home centers. In other words, KD, you understand what KD is, and you have a better feeling for what, you know, the grade system, and it just seems to work. But it seems like there's more material available.
Well, you have to know where over the years you find out what box store or what lumber company will have the material that you want.
Right.
And you can get, you know, treated 2x6s for a deck if that's what somebody wants, is that. And you can get them here.
Right.
Or you can get them over here. And that the first one that you go to, and it's they're soaking wet. And you know that they're going to dry out, they're going to twist, and they're going to turn.
Right.
Or you can go over here where they have the already dried material.
Right.
And you can get what you want out of there, and it's basically same price.
And then the beauty of it is a lot of that dried material is not prone to warp as badly. It's certainly not as heavy.
No, not at all.
And then it's easier to put a finish on once you finish the project,
yeah.
Rather than having to wait until that thing dries out, which could be in this weather. Yeah. It could be a while.
And we're just starting another project that we're redoing some window inserts that have over the years have rotted.
Right.
You know, just because there's really no proper drainage. You know, they have the bricks sitting level. And, you know, instead of leaning out a little bit, and it's just pulling water.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't like using treated lumber for any kind of shutters or any kind of shutter inserts, anything like that. On my quotes, I always say cedar.
Right.
That's, to me, that's the only way to go.
Yeah.
It's not going to rot out like the other. It's not going to have twists and turns in it. It's already dried out. It takes any kind of finish that you want to put on it, even paint. We take and when we get finished, we have them sand it down smooth, and they will hold a stain great, or they will be painted wonderfully.
Yeah, cedar will absorb a stain and absorb a paint or a primer first so well, and be ready for a top finish so nicely.
But you talk about a product that's really gone up in cost.
Oh, cedar's
just skyrocketed.
It got to the point where there was a point in time where people were using a lot of cedar and not quite as much cypress.
Mm-hmm.
But I think cypress has come on pretty strong.
It has, and you just have to – I'll use either one.
Yeah.
Because they're both a great product.
Right.
Especially if you're going to paint it.
Right.
It really doesn't matter to me. Whichever one I can get at a better cost, that's the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just have to learn where to go get that and where the best price is also.
I have – my favorite possession at the house is a wooden box. And it's just the craftsmanship in it and the way it was built and the way it was put together. I look at it I mess with it daily. I look at it and go – that's just amazing. It's my guitar. It's my, and the way that it's built and the craftsmanship that's been put into it, the different type of woods and the way it's been put together, so much thought has been poured into it. And then not only did they build this incredibly beautiful box, but they built it so a great sound would come out of it as well. That's all part of it. So that's my favorite thing is my guitar in a wooden box. All right, we'll be back with Jerry Clark in just a minute. Clark Remodel and Repair. Yeah. And we'll take a short break and get Jerry to sit with us for a few minutes, and we'll talk about what they're doing. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't you go away. You're listening to The Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you.
For you.
Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free.
Free.
Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
In Mississippi.
Talking heads. Take me to the river. What little river he's talking about?
The big one. Yeah, the Mississippi River.
All right. Jerry Clark's here with us, and we're talking about remodeling, repairing, and taking care of. There are so many different ways to remodel a kitchen today where you can spend a small fortune, or you can actually pretty reasonably get a remodeling job that looks very, very well just by replacing the doors, drawer fronts, and keeping the boxes that already exist there. As long as they're in good shape, easy to refinish them, whether it be a stain finish or a paint finish. The boxes are easy to do. And there are two or three companies around that make drawer fronts and doors fronts and and then, of course, you'll get a new hinge system, and pretty much that's the easiest or the least expensive way to make your cabinets look like brand new again. And then from there, there's so many choices in countertops and backsplashes and so many different ways you can go, and the same is true with the flooring, and the same is true with appliances. You can go overboard on appliances in no time at all, and I really have the feeling that a lot of the appliances with all of the technologies that is available today in them is probably not going to last as long as some of the older actual mechanical stuff that just works forever. Mm-hmm. And that's just an opinion.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, as you know, we've just finished remodeling our kitchen completely.
Uh-huh.
Took out a wall, just gutted it all the way back to the studs, everything. Because we weren't just going to keep our layout the same.
Sure.
It was changing a lot. So because of that, it was cheaper for us just to take and gut the whole thing.
Sure.
Than trying to work around everything else.
Right.
So, and we, with the appliances, they asked, well, what about this? What about that? Every appliance we have, the only one that we bought new is a microwave.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Everything else seemed to work fine.
Everything else was fine. Everything else is just a mid-range. And what I do is I talk to I like talking to repair people.
Uh-huh.
You know, about what brands and everything else. And most of them will just tell you what, you know, what brands are least they get called out on. And right. they feel confident that are good. And right. they're not the high end.
Yeah.
they just nine times out of ten, they're not the high end.
Yeah.
The high end, if something goes wrong and it's on one of their circuit boards, that circuit board's going to cost more than what the unit does.
For sure. And that gets crazy after a while because a lot of the newer, higher-end appliances are full of technology.
That's all it is.
It's just, like, unbelievable. And like anything else, there's certain parts of it that are going to fail. And when they fail, they're going to be very costly to repair.
My wife and I were given a trip. And we took a couple of years ago, and we're not going to say what airlines or anything, but there's a delay.
Yeah.
And the pilot got on, and he said, you know, we have to reset this our computer and see if that's going to take care of all the problems. And he said, you know, these planes are just flying computers.
Yes.
That's all it is. Just a big old computer.
We just sit up here and look at gauges and stuff.
And, you know, he was being honest, but that was kind of scary to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. A machine is carrying you around.
Yeah. Just a computer was. Holy cow.
Unbelievable. That's the way it is. And that's the way the world is beginning to turn for sure towards that technology more and more and more and more and more. Yeah. But the good news is, and I think that technology is going to get more dependable as time goes on. It'll get where actually be doing what it's supposed to be doing all of the time.
Yeah.
And this point right now, some of the technology that's applied to appliances just doesn't seem to hold up very well.
No.
Doesn't seem to do the trick as well as some of the old school appliances do. I'm like you. I really do believe the old school. I have all the appliances in my home are probably aged a little bit, but they work so well.
Yeah.
They work so well, and that's all I care about.
As long as they work, everything's fine.
Everything's hunky-dory. I don't need a bebop, doobop, doob, whatever it is. But so what do you have coming up as far as projects? You said you had a lot going on.
Well, the one we're working on now, of course, is shutters, but it also includes some fascia.
Yeah.
And soffit repair.
Right.
And then we've got another one that I'm working on that is going to have a lot of fascia and soffit repair.
What do you use fascia board today?
Most time I use, everybody I talk about they want Hardy, but DuraPrime is what I usually like to use for fascia.
Yeah.
It's a good product. It lasts a long time.
It's so easy to work with, too.
That was what I was just going to say. Yeah, compared to Hardy board, trying to get Hardy board, cutting it and putting it up, the DuraPrime is such a great product to use instead.
I think a DuraPrime is easier for less people to use than when you get into like Hardy board makes great siding.
Yes.
There's no question about it. It makes a good fascia board and it makes a long-lasting product. But it is a lot more difficult to handle and a lot more difficult to put up. And it takes more people to hold up a 12-foot piece of fascia board than it would in DuraPrime.
Yeah. And just, you have to have a diamond blade to cut it.
Yeah.
Special blades, special tools. Where the door prime is just so much easier.
Yeah, really. And that's not to say that there aren't people out there that deal in hardie board or fiber cement product and know how to use it and use it all mm-hmm. the time and use it regularly, because there's a lot of people out there that do that.
When it comes to lap siding, hardie is number one.
Yeah.
Number one in my book.
Yeah. It just,
and most other people also.
Well, when you get looking at new houses, almost all of them have hardie board lap siding on them. And that's just – or my daughter has a house that's 2 years old that has it has hardie board and batten on it, but it has hardie board flat on back with a batten of 1x – I think it's 1x2. It might be a 1x3 hardie on top of it, but that's there forever. That's going to last forever. Hardy is good stuff. It really is. Fiber cement board Hardy is really a brand name. Let's be fair here.
That's right.
Hardy is a brand name. And fiber cement board is what we're talking about. But also, that's what they use for, that's what you use, I'm sure, for backer board in your bathrooms.
Very, yes.
And instead of the green board that they were using years ago, which is reputed to be water resistant.
Of course, Hardy now has a lightweight board.
They do, yes.
And it's so much easier to handle.
I hear some music in the background.
They're cutting it short.
I don't see it, but it's there. Jerry, thank you very much for the time you spent with us.
Thank you.
Clark Remodeling and Repair, and give him a call. Give us a number.
601-214-9463, 601-214-9463.
I thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you had a great weekend.
We did.
And
thank you. And
national news coming up your way from Fox National News. You're listening to the Handyman Show on Super Talk. Don't go away. Be right back.
Want to keep warmer this winter and cooler next summer and save money? Delta Utilities can help with generous rebates of up to $400 on new energy-efficient tankless water heaters, heating systems, and more. You can have a more energy-efficient home or workplace and save money on your utility bills all year long. It's simple. Visit DeltaUtilities.com to learn more and to qualify for your rebates today. That's DeltaUtilities.com.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At Supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At Supertalk.fm.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Right.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We haven't talked a lot about Build Mississippi, but we will before the day's over. Message from Ernestine wanting to know Jerry Clark's phone number, and I want to give it out. I hope you have something to write with, because here it comes. It's 601-214-9463, and you'll get a hold of Jerry. I'll be happy to give that to you again. That's a 601-214-9463. That's Clark Remodeling, and Jerry he's very, very, very good, and you'll be very happy to call him and be happy to give you that number out later again if you want it. All right, moving on with our music segment. We're going to start early with a group called Manfred Mann. I'm sure you've heard all of Manfred Mann. You've all probably heard Do I Diddy, but I thought it'd be fun to do it again. They were formed in 1962. Jack Bruce a member of Cream, was also a member of Manfred Mann, and Klaus Voormann, a great bass player from Germany, a great studio musician, also was in Manfred Mann, and he was called, they were sometimes called Manfred Mann Earth Band, and they did many, many great songs. Martha Stewart, one of my good friends, has a child named Quinn, and we do call him the Mighty Quinn. He is Quinn, the Mighty Quinn. All right. But, hey, let's listen to Doo-Wah Diddy, because it's really worth listening to.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Shuffling her feet, singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on. My door. We walked onto my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day. Every single day singing.
Now, how many people are going to have that song stuck in their head all day long going, Doo-Wah Diddy? not me. I don't think. Who knows? It's early yet. Moving ahead, let's look at a group called Blackfoot. Blackfoot, they have a song called Teenage Idol, but they're a southern rock band from Florida, and they're basically a hard rock and roll band. And their name came because... is to honor most of their members who are of Native American heritage. There was only one member in the group that wasn't that, a Native American. But Blackfoot is the name they chose, and they did great at festivals and played a lot around and had a lot of major hits in the 70s and 80s. And then we didn't hear too much more about Blackfoot, but let's listen to Blackfoot called Teenage Idol is the song. Blackfoot. Good music, man. Rock and roll is right on. Blackfoot, great group. Moving ahead with Michael Burks, and I'm kind of rushing through things because the last song is Graham Parsons, and I got a long story about Graham Parsons. I probably won't get it all in, but I'm going to try anyway. But at any rate, next artist, Michael Burks, does a song called Empty Promises, and he's a guitarist, a vocalist, and a writer. And is a gritty guitar player, has a great sound on his guitar. And his vocals, they say he's not a great vocalist, and yet he's got a gritty voice that sounds pretty much like his guitar playing. And it matches, it works very well. His father was Fred Burks, who played bass with Sonny Boy Williamson Jr., Williamson II, the second, and energetic and passionate in his live shows. Michael Burks, Empty Promises. Let's give it a listen. Empty Promises. Great stuff. I've been promised for a long time to be doing a Graham Parsons segment. People have asked me about them and said, play some Graham Parsons music. Well, I'm going to do, he wrote a song called Hickory Wind, which he did with the Byrds on their Sweetheart of the Rodeo album. And we're going to let Graham, and Graham sings that actually. But Graham Parsons, his real name is Ingram Cecil Connor III. Okay. But some of his groups were the International Submarine Band. He was with the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. And his music is considered cosmic American music, country, rock, rhythm, blues, influenced by the Journeymen and the Kingsmen. And really was in 66 and 68, he got involved in the Boston music scene, folk scene, and he believed in folk music a lot. But in 68, he joined the Byrds and became a full member. Well, he was really just a sideman until Sweetheart of the Radio came out, and then they anointed him as one of the Byrds members. But story is like this. He died of he was big on drugs and heroin and alcohol and all the time drunk, and he died of an overdose. And his one wish was all the time to have his ashes spread in the desert out at the Joshua Tree monument. And that's what he wanted to do. And that's what all his band members knew that, and everybody knew that. But his parents had arranged for him to be buried in New Orleans, and they had a casket and everything. You know? Well, a couple of his band members actually stole the casket, stole the hearse, and drove it to the desert out to the Joshua Tree, took the casket out of the hearse and lit it on fire in the hopes of that they could spread the ashes out. Of course, they got caught doing it, and some of his remains remained at Joshua Fish's tree, and some of it were brought back to the New Orleans area, and he was buried in New Orleans. But that's where he was buried. But that's what happened to Gram Parsons. Such a great, great talent. Such an amazing talent. But a song called Hickory Wind, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, is a great album, but Hickory Wind is a special song. Here's Gram Parsons with the Byrds singing Hickory Wind. Taking this thing home with a tune that was written 300 years ago by Antonio Vivaldi, and it was a copy of it is done by Chris Void, I think is his name. He does a classic copy of Winter of that Four Seasons. Here he is playing Winter.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi. And watch the show live on CSpire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
Nowadays.
Yeah, walk on. Hey, I like it. Very good.
Bruce Hornsby at the range.
Yeah, well, they were great. They were good anyway.
Band, yeah.
Yeah, that really, really was good.
He's so versatile, too. You know, he played with the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, that's right. He did. He is.
Sat in a good bit as he got older, too.
He's very versatile. That's right. That's correct. I enjoyed very much. Well, I guess stuck in my head now the rest of the day is going to be Hickory Wind. Stuck in my brain.
You know, so be it. You got an earworm today.
And I'm going to go home and look for my Sweetheart of the Rodeo album. I have it somewhere, but I can't seem to find it. But it's in my collection somewhere, I guess. That's what I get for thinking I have out of order. All right. Let's get some handyman stuff. Well, anytime you're building a shed or a greenhouse, use ground anchors. Ground anchors are available at big box home centers and all the place. They're usually 18 inches long, or the long ones are 30 inches long, and you need a power tool to drive them in. But they keep a smaller building like a shed or a greenhouse from tipping over in a heavy wind, in a strong wind, and they really, really secure a building quite well. Matter of fact, I think they're used on mobile homes quite a bit to secure mobile homes. But you should make sure you use some sort of ground anchor. It helps so very much and very easy to find. Look it up. Check it out on your computer and find out what ground anchors are all about. And start using them on your outer buildings or on any of your outbuildings. And you'll be so happy that you did. They work so well. Hey, take a minute here to tell you about Revel Ace Hardware, one of the hardware stores in the Jackson, Central Mississippi area that you'll be happy you went into, believe me. When you go into a Revel Ace Hardware store, what you get is customer service next to none. I mean, it is the best customer service I have ever seen. And I know I go there a lot. And I've been to many of the Revel hardware stores, probably all of them. I haven't been to the one in Brandon yet. I will, though. But there's a new hardware store in Brandon called Revel Ace that's now in Brandon. And they're all over the place in Central Mississippi. Many, many hardware stores around. And they're all with the same kind of service, the same kind of care and quality products. Not only that, but next to their hardware store in Pearl is their power equipment center, which is just absolutely filled with parts and pieces that can take care of your power equipment and get it ready for the lawn season coming up in a few months, and getting ready for landscaping, which, you know, they do so much of. They have all the products you'll ever need, including pine straw and all the things you'll need to make everything at your house the way it should be inside and out. Now, as far as Christmas decorations, they have that as well. So you go see my friends at Revel Ace Hardware. You'll be happy you did. You'll get what you need. And the service that you just will go back for again and again and again, because they're that good. Revel Ace Hardware. Proud to have them as sponsors of this show right here, Revel Ace Hardware. Well, a lot of our homes here in Mississippi, or probably in the Deep South throughout, are all brick-sided. A lot of our homes, like my home particularly, is three-sided brick, and the front is just a front facade with a porch in the front. But three sides are all brick. Now, there, the thing about brick, I believe, it's just a timeless siding. It never is going to go out of style. It's always going to be there. It's about practically maintenance-free. It just needs cleaning, and every once in a great while, you might need to repair a mortar crack. And at the worst-case scenario, you may need to repoint some of the mortar because the mortar dries out, or maybe when it was mixed and put together, it wasn't mixed thoroughly, and therefore it kind of falls apart. But to repoint it isn't really that big of a deal. It just takes some time and effort and get ready to go to work. Okay? But brick is one of those sidings that doesn't take much attention to clean. And cleans very easily, like with a pressure washer. I'm not a big believer in using a pressure washer in cleaning a house, except when it comes to brick. Brick and concrete sidewalks and walkways, hey, pressure washers work great on those. And that's what they should be used for, and that's what they are used for in a lot of places. And they will keep the brick. If you pressure wash it like it once a year or so, it will look like it always looked, like just brand spanking new. So I think brick is a great product, and there are a couple of brick companies here in Mississippi. Well, I know there's a couple here in Central Mississippi that deal in nothing but brick and have many, many, many colors and many types of brick available to you. So I think brick is a good product, and it's a siding of choice for any house that I am going to live in or buy in the future, or if I do buy a house in the future, it's going to be sided mostly with brick. It may have a facade on the front, but mostly it's going to be brick. And I think that's the way most houses are being built today. Brick is being used all over the place. Good stuff. It really is. All right. Moving ahead a little bit, a lot of people, it's getting cooler outside, so naturally they want to bathe their pet in their tub. And a lot of people are bathing pets in tubs. But the plumbing supply houses and a lot of the big box stores have this drain stopper that actually has a basket on the bottom of it, and the basket is like for catching hair. So the water can drain down there through the basket, and still it'll trap and catch all the hair. And those are absolutely fantastic for bathing a pet inside a tub. And now you can get an attachment for your shower head that actually you unscrew your shower head, and this attachment screws to your shower head, and it's got a long hose that goes all the way down, has a hook where it hooks up as a shower head, where it's supposed to be, and then it takes off that hook, and you can take it and use it anywhere around the tub. And it's great for doing your pet with one of those things, and it's the best way to really clean your pet out. But if you don't have something to catch the hair in your drain, your drains are going to get clogged sooner or later. That's all there is to it.
And pet hair it multiplies like rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
You think you got it all, but there's 90% of it did make it down the drain. Yeah. And you're going to have to plunge it or something. I can assure you I've learned my lessons.
Well, you bathe an animal inside, you just better get rid of the hair.
You better hope it isn't a lab. Better hope.
Or my 100-pound golden retriever.
Yeah, that's even worse. At this conversation the other day, it was like, you know, you'd think that in the world we live in where reusing materials would be very, you know, handy.
Yeah.
If you could think of a use for dog hair, I mean, really, you would never run out. Ever.
It would never run out.
Whatever you would use it for.
I probably brought some with me.
Yeah, right. I've got 3 or 4, you know, at least handfuls stuck to everything I own.
Yeah.
My female is a very big shedder.
Oh, mine is too.
Man, I mean, she can. It's like cotton growing out from underneath the top layer, and that stuff.
It's like you pull that blanket up to keep warm at night.
So if y'all have any tricks,
that little hair starts.
You got one on your nostril or lip.
You can't get rid of them.
And then a cat too. Yeah, I got that. They're the fluffy. So if anybody has any helpful tools or ideas of how to manage that, I know one of our listeners, Paula. She is a groomer full time, and she's amazing. But, you know, I would love to know some handyman tricks to.
Oh, yeah. This for being in there's people who do that kind of animal cleaning really know about how to defur and how to.
Oh, she's so good at it, too.
Oh, man.
She'll show us pictures on Saturday as she generally works every Saturday and is booked up solid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one of those things. If you like a clean house. That's hard to keep if you have long-haired or shedding dogs. I would love to know because I've seen pictures of people's homes, and I see dogs, but I don't see hair. And is
Man,
there some trick to it?
I have to vacuum dog hair about every other day, every third day. Mm-hmm. If I don't vacuum it, it's going to – and again, I brush her.
Yeah, well, that's –
I brush her outside and get a lot – I'm bags full of hair.
Do you have a lot of hardwood or tile, or are you mostly –
I was right on. It's like – it's like hardwood, but it's not as plastic.
Right. No, but I mean, it's you get the little fluff bunnies and stuff everywhere because you don't have the carpet, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it is at the house. So.
Well, I have carpet in the bedrooms, but they get one strip of the carpet. It doesn't show on the carpet. You don't see it, but it's there.
You
go vacuum the carpet one time, and all of a sudden your vacuum is full of hair.
One of those many years ago, my mother bought a rainbow vacuum, which was it's a really good product. And
I have one. Yeah,
for
I know.
Years, that was the only one
sure.
we had. So one morning, my sister and I, as we were grown, probably in our 30s, you know, wake up under the Christmas tree, and we both got rainbow vacuum cleaners because my mom. Anytime she visited, that would be the first. I just wish I had the rainbow. It smells so good. But once you get used to using it and seeing how much you pick up and the soot and silt and the hair and everything, it's an amazing tool.
Yeah.
But it is a little spooky to see that that's what you live in.
Yeah.
And even though you just vacuumed, you can do it again and you're going to pick up even more the next time. It's just amazing how much gets into our carpets, our rugs, our floors.
I use my rainbow about probably once every other week or so, but I don't use it all the time. Regularly, I use my regular vacuum, but still, it picks up an awful lot of hair. But even when I do that, I can vacuum with a regular vacuum, and then right away, right behind that, come back with a rainbow, and it'll pick up much more.
The salesman, I remember being there, I was probably in my 20s, and you always heard about vacuum cleaner salesmen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the vacuum cleaner salesman. Well, this guy, he showed up, and a friend of ours who was repping it, and he did the whole dog and pony show.
Sure.
And that tub, when you were done with it, it had all this dirt and silt. And, you know, they said go vacuum before you
sure.
do the test, and let me show you what's really there. That it didn't take 2 minutes for mom to write it. Back when you wrote checks, like, all right, how much do I owe you?
Yeah.
All right, I want that. You know, I mean, it was like the easiest sales tool.
And they were getting a fortune for them too.
Oh, yeah, they're much. I think to me that they haven't gone up as much the new ones as how expensive they were originally, say 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Those were kind of, I guess, what you would call cutting edge in the vacuuming world. But the prices are very reasonable for the longevity that you get. And then they also have a office here and off of Lakeland that is excellent for
– I found that there's there's a little more hassle in using a rainbow than anything else because of the cleanup and the, you know, you have to make sure everything's taken apart.
I've gotten to use it so much over 20 something years that it's, I don't even use another vacuum.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like a little dust picker up in the corner or something like that.
Sure.
That thing just does so much work. And,
oh, yeah.
I love it.
That's great. Yeah,
I digress. It's just one of those things I'm always blown away. Every time I use it, it doesn't matter how many years I've used it, it just blows your mind that we live in so much of the dander and silt and dust.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you sit there in the nice sunshiny day and the sun's coming through your French door and you can see all the little particulate floating around, like, ooh, what is that?
What is that? Where did that come from?
I guess that's the key to having your systems managed and HVAC and pack,
yeah,
have old Nikki set you up and come out and clean everything out.
Clean everything out.
Be breathing better.
It makes
this time of year you need to.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because we keep our houses closed up and Lord knows what we're breathing in the air. I mean, we just don't have any idea what's in the air in the house.
Do you have one of those blue light deals?
I don't.
Do you not? I never knew if people want to chime in on whether those are I have one. I just don't know if it actually does.
I think it's a UV light or something.
Yeah, it's a UV light.
I think it's supposed to help.
Okay. I just didn't know what the, you know, volume of help.
I can't answer that. I don't know the volume of help, but I know that it is supposed to make your ear a lot cleaner than what it is. So, but
especially during flu season.
Is yours built right into your system?
It is. It's built into the system, and it's in the attic. So,
well, that's good. Yeah. That means it's a good system.
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, it's again, other than the occasional issues you have with your HVAC, I just didn't know if that was a valuable tool. I've heard it work pretty well, but just never know.
I've heard that, too. Yeah. I've heard it works pretty well, too. Well, we'll have to ask Nikki next time she comes on board. All right, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloan. Be right back. I never understood the frequency.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Hey guys, look at me. Now look at yourselves. I make the big plays and the big games. You don't. Yeah, you would have made All-State if Coach put you in. Keep telling that story or you can actually play the game. The sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you in the starting lineup. I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets, and finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Hey, this is Bob. Just
I like it. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. If you've got an older home and you have like older windows in there that are a little bit drafty and maybe single pane glass or maybe even insulated glass, but they're aluminum windows and still getting a lot of draft through. The best solution, really, and particularly if you can't afford new windows and you can't afford to get it done the way it should, is put heavy drapes on them. Those blackout insulated kind of drapes will do a lot in protecting your home. And plus, in the daytime, you can open them up and let the sunshine in and let the sunshine warm up your house. And at night or in the evening, you can actually slide them shut. And those heavy drapes help an awful lot. They can do an awful lot of good to older homes. And not a bad way to go. And will definitely help keeping you warmer in this season, and also in the summertime, work to keep the heat out. So it works very well. All right. Hey, tell you a little about Build Mississippi. Great organization. Brent Bean is the president of Build Mississippi, and they really are trying to prepare the generation today of Mississippians for the future, for their the future is theirs. It totally belongs to the people who are young now and are growing in, and they need to get educated in some degree. Now, of course, you can go to colleges and you get all the education you want, but you can also get an apprenticeship and actually be trained in a particular subject at Build Mississippi, whether it be welding or high-end electrical work or HVAC work or concrete work or heavy equipment or anything at all, working as a lineman on electrical power units. Build Mississippi has the training facility, which is very, very affordable, very easy to get into, and has something for everybody. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. All you need to have is the desire. And if you have the desire, believe me, somehow somebody will come up with the money, and it will be short money anyway. It won't be a big, huge college fund loan that's going to last for 30 years. It's going to be a quick little deal and get you in and out quick. Plus, when you leave there, you'll have an apprenticeship probably with a major company that may actually look at you and say, well, guess what? We're going to go ahead and pay your tuition at Build Mississippi as well. Great organization. Check them out. BuildMississippi.com. You check them on the web. Check them out. Find out that you, too, need to find out about Build Mississippi. They can help you so very much. Maybe you're on the fence and you're just graduating from school and you're just not quite sure what to do with yourself. Hey, Build Mississippi has a lot of great, great thoughts and a lot of ways that you can really step into society and make a very good wage with a promise of a wonderful future with benefits and vehicles and just all the things that come with the people of position. So Build Mississippi wants to help create that, and they do very, very, very good in doing that. All right, tell you about Atlas Foundation. Atlas Foundation Repair, yeah. You're talking about a slab foundation that may need some work, that's buckling or lying down some or not level anymore. You call Tony Arpino, and he can come to your home and actually level that thing out for little time at all. And, you know, he knows the soils in Mississippi and knows them particularly well. Tony Arpino is a excellent source of soils in Mississippi, and he knows what sits on them. Slabs will get out of sync if they're not in taken care of from time to time. Tony Arpino can do all of that. You call him at 800-256-1010. That's Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They can help you so many ways, make your house everything that it should be. You call Tony, tell him you heard about him right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi, and we'll be happy that you did that, and he will too. Ha ha, yeah. All right. We already talked about clogged drain. We can't talk about that anymore. Well, that's enough on that. A lot of folks have, in older homes or in homes that maybe aren't too old, have single glaze sliding patio doors, or maybe even insulated aluminum sliding patio doors that maybe have some age on them, and they're allowing drafts and cold air in. Well, the beauty is that today they're making patio doors out of fiberglass and out of vinyl, which are much better doors than the original aluminum door. You put low-E glass in them. They have a larger air pocket in between the insulated glass, a little thicker glass, and they're much heavier-duty doors than the existing patio door that you have in there now. And just by changing those out, you can really stop all the drafts and really make a big difference in the energy efficiency of your home. Sliding patio doors. The beauty is the new ones are sized to fit where the old one was, so that you, if you had a 6-foot patio door, your rough opening was probably close to 6 foot by 6 foot eight. Well, the rough opening for these is just about the same. They fit, they're actually retrofit, made to fit where a patio door is, and get a good brand name. There are many out there, that make patio doors. Quaker makes a good one. So many people. Marvin makes a great one, and not too expensive either. A little more expensive than what a standard at the big box home center might cost you, but a much better door, much better door. And then get it installed properly. Have somebody who knows what they're doing, and have it insulated around all of the rough opening properly and sealed properly. But replacing that patio door can make a big, big difference. And then it's not a bad idea to go ahead and put those heavy-duty drapes on those, so that they're kind of like, not only will they control all the light coming in, but they control all the dampness and heat and moisture that may want to slip through that door and get passed into your home. Well, those big drapes will stop them a whole lot. And check them out. That'll work a whole lot better for you. And, hey, when it does, that's the way it should be. That's the way you're supposed to keep your house nice and toasty. My house is always nice and toasty. I like being in a nice, toasty house. I already have my Christmas tree up, by the way. It's, I don't know why. I got on a rampage last weekend right after I left the show and said, hey, I'm going to put my tree up. I did. It was, got my tree up. And then I ordered some new decorations for it as well.
You're done then.
I wouldn't say that. But not as much as I'm going to do for a long time. Let's put it that. I don't do anything outside. I've given up doing anything for far as Christmas decorating. Nothing outside. I'm done. Uh-uh. Not going to do a thing outside. Everything inside. Hey, Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it each and every Saturday from 10 to 12 on Saturdays. And we do it right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Hope you enjoy today, and join us next Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Be right here at Super Talk. See you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first. With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Can you believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Ace Bolt & Screw is excited to announce the opening of Madison County's newest commercial industrial superstore. Ace Bolt & Screw features the brands the professionals expect to find: DeWalt, Milwaukee, Gear Wrench, Klein, Diablo, and many more. When you're looking to get the right tool to get the job done, look no further. For all your fastener and power tool needs, shop Ace Bolt & Screw. Ace Bolt & Screw, 346 Church Road, located right across from Germantown High School in Gluckstadt.
Robbie Stewart with East Macomb Body Shop, reminding you that it's your choice who repairs your vehicle, not your insurance company. Whether it's East Macomb Body Shop or someone else, choose wisely. Call East Macomb Body Shop at 601-684-4651, 501 Pearl River Avenue, Macomb.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.